Time now for the news from the Steve Thompson Country Financial News Desk. Steve Thompson, your country financial representative, located on the square in West Salem. Hamilton County State's Attorney Justin Hood filed 5 counts of predatory criminal sexual assault of a child charges against Shawneetown resident Ricky R. Horton. Horton, 62, was arrested in Saline County. He also faces 6 counts of predatory criminal sexual assault of a child in that county. The charges allege Horton sexually assaulted 3 different victims under the age of 13 in Hamilton County between October 1st of 2007 and January 15th of 2009 on more than one occasion. Horton is described as a former foster parent. Public defender Nathan Rowland was appointed to defend Horton in Hamilton County. His first appearance in court was on January 18th, and a preliminary hearing is set for 10:30 on February 1st. The charges are Class X felonies, which, if found guilty, are punishable by between 6 and 30 years in prison on each charge to be served consecutively. Horton is being held in the Saline County Jail on $500,000 bond on the Hamilton County case. I'll have more news in just a moment.
In a time of personal loss, emotions can be overwhelming. That's why caring and comfort are two of the greatest gifts we can give.
Gathering our friends and family was the greatest comfort of all.
Talk to our caring counselors about your funeral needs for the sensitivity, compassion, and respect the moment calls for.
Males Funeral Homes in Fairfield and Albion.
Are you stressing about where money will come from in the future? Come into Trust Bank and they can help. They have retirement investments, wealth management, and health savings accounts. What more could you need? Call them today at 618-395-4311 or stop by their Sisney branch for more information. Trust Bank, growing prosperity together. Member FDIC.
In other news, White County Sheriff's Police and Carmi City Police were involved in a high-speed chase Thursday night with a 14-year-old boy accused of stealing a juvenile detention transport vehicle in Evansville. The boy, not identified because of his age, allegedly attacked a female transport officer and stole her vehicle. At about 6:30 Thursday night, White County officers spotted the suspect's vehicle on Route 1 headed towards Carmi. Carmi was said to be traveling at a high rate of speed. After evading officers on Main Street in Carmi, the suspect headed back east on Main Street at a high rate of speed across the Little Wabash River Bridge. At times, the suspect's car was traveling in excess of 100 miles per hour, according to police. Police were unable to deploy stop sticks as the suspect approached Grayville. The suspect eventually turned onto the eastbound ramp of Interstate 64 and into Indiana. At times, the suspect was driving with the headlights off, according to police. Local police terminated the pursuit just inside Indiana and alerted officials of the suspect's whereabouts. Later, local police received information that the stolen vehicle was spotted at a White Castle hamburger restaurant where the suspect was taken into custody. The boy has since been returned to the juvenile facility in Newburgh. The boy faces a number of charges in White County in connection with the pursuit. Information about the case has been forwarded to the Indiana authorities. A fourth person was arrested in connection with the theft of guns from a parked car in Salem. 20-year-old Corey Miller of Salem was picked up by Centralia Police at the request of the Marion County Sheriff's deputies after they learned where he was eating dinner in Centralia. Miller was turned over to sheriff's deputies, who later arrested him for possession of a firearm by a felon and burglary to a motor vehicle. Meanwhile, the 3 others arrested in connection with the stolen weapons Thursday night were formally charged in Marion County Court on Friday. 18-year-old Donald Fairchild of Salem was arrested with possession of a stolen AK-47 firearm and unlawful possession of a weapon by a felon. The possession by a felon charge requires a 2 to 10 year prison term upon conviction. Bond was set at $25,000. 22-year-old John Phillips of Salem has bond set at $10,000 after being charged with possession of a stolen firearm. 18-year-old Kaylee Hanks of Salem was released on $5,000 personal recognizance bond after being charged with burglary to a motor vehicle. Marion County Sheriff's deputies say their break in the case came together when a car similar to another scene in the area of the burglary became stuck in the mud off the bottom road in Iuka, and Hanks came to the Sheriff's Department to claim it. The Fairfield Elks Club will become the temporary home of the Wayne County Senior Citizen Center after the Contiki was heavily damaged by fire on January 17th. Officials with Wabash Area Development Incorporated, the agency that provides nutrition services for area seniors, said the agreement was approved during a meeting Thursday evening and that seniors can begin receiving noon meals starting today. Doors will open at 8 a.m. WADI workers will utilize the Elks Kitchen to prepare daily meals for area seniors. At this time, the delivery of meals remains suspended as the meal sealing equipment was destroyed in the Contiki fire. Officials say they hope to resume meal deliveries as soon as replacement equipment is secured. Before the fire, about 30 meals were prepared and delivered to area seniors every day. As far as the Contiki building is concerned, it is the property of the Fairfield Parks Department. Insurance issues will have to be resolved before the building can be repaired or replaced. I'll have more news in just a moment. Ray's Not New Shop has a selection of filing cabinets, bookshelves, tables, and a king-size bed, and even a desk. Ray's Mowing and Backhoe Service will take care of your gravel needs, along with water, sewer, and electrical line trenching. They even have a boring machine to go under driveways and sidewalks. They also have good compost dirt that is great for leveling yards or building up your garden for next year. They'll deliver it, or you can haul it as the weather allows. Ray's offers road tilling and driveway tilling to smooth out those spots for residential or for townships. Ray's has American steel carport storage buildings and A-frame style garages in various sizes and colors. Only 10% down when ordered and payment in full when installed, and these buildings are engineered certified to meet state codes. Ray's Rental now has a two-bedroom house for rent. No pets allowed. Call 516-1602. The Fairfield Community High School varsity scholastic team captured first place in the Illinois High School Scholastic Bowl Coaches Association Turnabout Tournament on Saturday. The FCHSA team went 5-0 on the day. FCHSA defeated NCOE, FCHSB, Carterville, Edwards County, and Heron. Senior Sam Beach led the toss-up scoring with 43 toss-ups. He was named the tournament's top scorer. Also answering toss-ups for FCHSA were Ethan Kakak with 6, Amber Clark with 5, Chloe Hodges with 3, and Tyler Hooper with 2. Cody Todd also participated in the tournament. FCHSB was 1-4 on the day. They defeated NCOE but fell to Carterville, FCHSA, Heron, and Edwards County. Lex Gonzalez led the scoring for FCHSB. Also answering toss-ups for FCHS were Cody Gothrop with 6, Jason Wright with 4, Gary Davis with 3, Cassidy Hayes with 1, and Carly Taylor with 1. Hannah Odom also participated on the B team. FCHS is now 20-9 on the year. They will be in action again on Thursday, February 1st, in a Southern Illinois Academic Conference meet, which will be held in Fairfield. The Edwards County High School Varsity Scholastic Bowl team also competed in the Turnabout Tournament on Saturday and finished the day in a three-way tie for second place with a 3-2 record. They lost to Heron and Fairfield A. They defeated Carterville, Fairfield B, and NCOE. Hallie Merbarger and Jack Krause were named to the all-tournament team with 19 toss-ups each. Lucas Bissey scored 4 times and Emily Need added to the total twice. Brianna Robinson assisted in the bonuses. The team is now 15-14 and returns to Fairfield on Thursday to play in the SIAC tournament. The Sisney FFA poultry team of Zach Paul, Grace Milligan, Carly Dagg, Jenna Atterbury, Kylie Rucker, Hannah Callahan, Melanie Jordan, Katie Peters, Jacqueline Billington, and Connor Smith finished second in the Section 23 Poultry Career Development event held on Thursday at North Clay High School. Zach Paul led the team in points and earned fourth overall individual. 55 students representing 10 schools participated. Members graded dressed birds and exterior egg quality, candled eggs, judged live birds, identified retail cuts, and completed a written test. A 30-year-old Iuka man escaped injury when the semi he was driving lost an open-faced mobile home that blew off of his trailer during a heavy wind gust. The incident occurred Friday afternoon on Illinois Route 15, a mile east of U.S. 51 near Ashley. State police say preliminary details indicate the semi driven by Joseph Taylor of Iuka was traveling west on Route 15 when the mobile home blew off the trailer, blocking both lanes of traffic. The mobile home also struck several utility poles, which caused power lines to fall on the roadway. Route 15 was closed for about 2.5 hours until crews could clean up the scene. State police say no tickets were issued. The crash occurred at about 3:45 Friday afternoon. The Illinois Wheat Association and the Illinois Soybean Association Checkoff Program are again joining forces to co-sponsor the Illinois Double Crop Farmers Forum, which is scheduled for Wednesday, February 7th at the Mount Vernon Holiday Inn Convention Center in Mount Vernon. The event will begin at 9 a.m. with registration and exhibits open at 8 a.m. The forum will focus on production and profitability issues key to downstate farmers who plan on following this year's wheat harvest by planting soybeans. Various topics will be covered. The $20 registration includes lunch. For more information on the event, log on to illinoiswheat.org. The state of Illinois will start accepting income tax returns for 2017 today. The Illinois Department of Revenue says the fastest and most secure way to receive tax refunds is to file taxes electronically and request direct deposit into a checking or savings account. Agency Director Connie Beard says the department's fraud prevention efforts have resulted in more than $31 million in savings last year. She says that's a 52% increase from 2016. The department anticipates direct deposit refunds to be issued 4 weeks from the time error-free electronically filed returns are submitted. State officials say 84% of Illinois returns were filed electronically last year. Illinois' free online tax account management program is called MyTax Illinois. State health officials want people to know it's not too late to get a flu shot. Illinois Department of Public Health warns influenza activity is widespread. The most common strain circulating here and across the United States is H3N2, which causes more severe illness. Dr. Nirav Shah is director of the department. He says other flu strains can become more common later in the season, and there's still time to get a flu shot that will help protect you and people around you from those strains. The Public Health Department also recommends following the three C's: clean, cover, and contain. That means wash your hands frequently with soap and water, cover your cough and sneeze, and if you're sick, contain your germs by staying home. Wayne County Emergency Management and the National Weather Service Office out of Paducah, Kentucky are sponsoring a free Weather Spotters class in Fairfield. The class is being held at Frontier Community College on Tuesday, February 6th at 6 p.m. It is open to anyone interested and is completely free. Online registration is required. Just go to weather.gov/PAH/spotter training to register for the classes. Authorities are warning area residents of more scams that are currently circulating in our region. With the tax season upon us, scammers are making phone calls posing as IRS workers, telling victims they owe extra funds and payment must be made immediately or risk going to jail. Remember, the IRS never contacts taxpayers by phone, and jail time is not an option. Phone calls are still being made from scammers claiming to be with the local utility company, demanding payment on a delinquent account and threatening either jail time or service disconnect if not immediately paid. Local utility companies do not make such calls. Residents are reminded to never make such immediate payments and to never give out personal information to anyone. If you have any questions about a call, you should contact your local police department. The price being paid for local crude oil this morning is $59.25. Turning out area deaths, retired Edwards County Judge John I. Lundmark, 87, died on Friday evening at the Rest Haven Manor in Albion. He served 2 terms as Edwards County Judge and was a past member of the Illinois Judges Association. He was a member of the Albion First United Methodist Church and a former chairman of the Albion Methodist Church Administrative Board. He was also a former Grayville Lions Club and Albion Rotary Club member. John I. Lundmark is survived by his wife, Mary, 2 sons, Craig of Minneapolis, Minnesota, and Bruce of Akron, Ohio, 1 daughter, Kathy Lundmark of Galesville, Maryland, and 1 grandson, Trevor Ruiz. The body of John I. Lundmark is to be cremated with services held at a later date. The Nails Funeral Home of Albion is in charge of all of the arrangements. Michael M. Smith, 69, of Carmi, died Wednesday at Baptist Health Floyd Hospital in New Albany, Indiana. Mr. Smith retired from Elastec. He was a U.S. Navy veteran. He belonged to the Carmi American Legion and VFW and loved to work on small engine motors and coin collecting. He is survived by son Michael Allen Smith, daughters Evelyn Murdoch, Misty Austin, and Rhonda Baylor, 9 grandchildren and 10 great-grandchildren, a brother, Stephen Smith, and sister, Becky Harmon, Donna Joy, and Elaine Jeffrey. Funeral services for Michael M. Smith will be at 11 o'clock Tuesday at the Stendebeck Family Funeral Home in Carmi, with burial in the North Maple Ridge Cemetery at Carmi. Visitation is from 10 a.m. until the service time at the Stendebeck Family Funeral Home in Carmi. Eleanor Bunnage, formerly of Mount Airy, died Thursday at Washington County Hospital in Nashville, Illinois, following an extended illness. She was a school bus driver for over 29 years for the North Wayne School District. She's survived by her 4 children, Tony Bunnage, Bill Bunnage, Carol Vaughn, and Betty Rouse. She is also survived by her 6 grandchildren, 4 step-grandchildren, 7 great-grandchildren, and 10 step-great-grandchildren. She is also survived by 2 sisters, Marianne Schwartzlows and May Brandt, along with brothers Glenn Barnett, Neil Barnett, and George Barnett. Many nieces and nephews also survive. Visitation for Eleanor Bunnage will be held today from 6 to 8 at the Ingram Funeral Home in Albion. The funeral service will be held Tuesday at 10 a.m. at the funeral home, with burial to follow in the West Cemetery south of Mount Airy. Memorials can be made to the West Church Cemetery Fund. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Tom Levine.
This is Jeff Zerlini, and I am a Fairfield Memorial Hospital physical therapy patient. I have been working with a therapist and have gained momentum in overcoming osteoarthritis in my knees. During my physical therapy session at Fairfield Memorial Hospital, I improved the quality of movement in my knees, strengthened my muscles, as well as lost weight, which is something I had not done in many years. The therapists at Fairfield Memorial Hospital must be part practitioners and part cheerleaders, as they perform both jobs very well. While spending time under their care, I witnessed firsthand hearts of pure gold in action, and they shined brightly as they delivered excellent care to patients they obviously have great compassion for. The therapist never allowed me to give up and safely pushed me to reach the goals that I needed to accomplish. I believe this team has extraordinary talent, and I greatly appreciate them using their expertise to help me overcome my limitations.
Time for a Monday check of sports. In high school boys basketball from Saturday, Wayne City 59, Johnston City 41. It was the Indians' second straight win over a Black Diamond Conference opponent. In other action on Saturday, Edwards County loses 52-35 to El Dorado. Gorville beats Woodlawn 54-34, Heron 67, Mount Vernon 60. At the Greater Egyptian Conference Tournament, Pope County beats Galatia 61-54 to capture the 7th place trophy. In the Consolation Championship, NCOE gets a win over Carrier Mills 59-47. Gallatin County takes 3rd with a 68-63 win over Crab Orchard. And Thompsonville gets the championship of the GEC Tournament 39-31 over Harton County. At the National Trail Conference Tournament, Louisville North Clay beats CHBC 78-65 for 7th place. Altamont over St. Elmo Brownstown 71-65 for the consolation title. Neoga beats Windsor-Stu-Stross 58-56 in the 3rd place game. And it was Effingham-St. Anthony over Dietrich 53-48 in the championship game. High school girls basketball from Saturday, Hamilton County over West Frankfort 46-31. On the schedule tonight in girls basketball, Fairfield is at El Dorado. Edwards County hosts Johnston City. Hamilton County is hosting Carmi-White County. Junior high boys basketball tonight. The SIJHSAA regional championship games are on tap. In the Class S Region 15 at Grayville, Sisney plays Jasper at 6 p.m. Class S Region 14 at Bluford, Bluford plays Waltonville at 7 p.m. And in the Class M Region 8 at Albion, Albion plays Fairfield at 6 p.m. for the championship. IHSA has released the Class 1A and 2A girls regional pairings. In Class 2A, both Fairfield and Edwards County are at the Mount Carmel Regional. Here's their opening game schedules. On Monday the 5th, Fairfield plays Lawrenceville at 6 p.m., and then Edwards County plays Bridgeport Red Hill at 7:30. Wayne City and Carmi-White County are at the Harrisburg Regional. That schedule includes Wayne City taking on Anna Jonesboro on Monday the 5th at 7:30 p.m., and then on Tuesday the 6th, Wayne City-Anna Jonesboro winner takes on Carmi-White County at 7:30. And Hamilton County plays at the DeCoin Regional. Their first game in the regional will be Tuesday, February 6th. The Lady Foxes will take on the DeCoin Chester winner at 6 p.m. on Tuesday the 6th. That is a check of sports. Your forecast calling for cloudy skies today with a high 38. Clear skies tonight, low 20. Mostly sunny, high 40 tomorrow. For Wednesday, partly cloudy, 52. Scattered showers, 45 on Thursday. And the outlook for Friday, sunshine with a high 32. That's a check of news, sports, and weather for a Monday.